Today is the National Day of Mourning for George H.W. Bush, with a state funeral in Washington, D.C. for the former president who died last Friday at the age of 94. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on how some Philadelphians remember him.
One of the major pieces of legislation that President George H.W. Bush pushed for was the Americans with Disabilities Act. That was a law that banned both public agencies and private businesses from discriminating against people with disabilities. That meant everything from equal access to jobs to equal access to buses. It might be hard to remember now, but 30 years ago, most sidewalks in downtown Philadelphia did not have curb cuts. Those are the sloped spaces in the cement that make it easier to get down into the street. Since then, we've seen mandatory ramps to front doors and listening assistance devices on polling machines. It was a hard-won fight when the bill stalled in Congress in 1990. Wheelchair-bound activists with a group called ADAPT wheeled themselves to the Capitol, abandoned their chairs, and crawled up the stone steps on their hands and knees. One of those people was Cassie Holdsworth.
It was stalling, and a lot of it was around the AIDS language, but we wouldn't give up on that being considered a disability.
What Holdsworth is talking about there was an argument in Congress about whether to include people with HIV in the anti-discrimination law.
And we were arrested 3 times when the ADA was held up. We just kept the pressure up, and we won it.
When Bush signed the ADA into law in 1990, he made a point to invite everyone that had been arrested during the debate to come to the White House to witness the signing.
Well, I think it was his most humane act. And, I mean, he did respect disabled people. He didn't pat us on the head. I don't think his son ever quite got us. It seemed like the father really saw us as equal human beings.
The passage of the ADA is one of the most enduring pieces of the Bush legacy, made more poignant as he became disabled himself. His last years were spent in a wheelchair, helped by his service dog named Sully. So says Thomas Earle, the CEO of the disability advocacy group Liberty Resources.
He acquired a number of age-related disabilities, and it's really very moving to see his service dog sitting by his casket as we mourn the passage of the president.
But the legacy of George H.W. Bush in the gay community is a mixed bag. The Americans with Disabilities Act did include, like we said before, people with HIV, and Bush signed into law a hate crimes bill that specifically addressed gay, lesbian, and bisexual people. It was the first federal law to do that. But for longtime AIDS activists like Rob Reichard, now the CEO of the AIDS Fund, it was too little, too late for a disease that had already killed more than 50,000 people at the time.
People were dying, and we needed a president who would utilize that bully pulpit to address the epidemic and really calm the fears of everyday Americans.
Although Bush signed laws that helped the LGBTQ community, Reichard says not enough was done to curb the AIDS epidemic. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.